Up next, our video pick of the week. And with us right now is Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
I see on my paper here it says bubbles.
Yes, it's bubbles. It's breaking news.
Ooh, you're almost ready for this seat. You say something like that.
Yeah. I want to get all the puns out of my system right at the top of this. So scientists report in Nature this week that they have discovered how bubbles pop.
Wait a minute. I know, right? You've done how bubbles pop. Take a pin, you know.
It sounds like an onion headline. It definitely does. But apparently there's some nuance to this. So James Bird, who was an engineering postdoctoral student, getting his PhD, watched thousands of bubbles under high-speed video cameras.
Yeah.
And discovered that for certain types of bubbles, interfacial bubbles, which sounds fancy, but they're really quite common. They're the bubbles you see when you're washing dishes. They're on water.
They float on things.
Yeah, they're half dome shapes.
Right.
When you pop those bubbles, they create this ring of tiny baby bubbles around them.
Tiny baby bubbles.
Yes. And when you pop one of those tiny baby bubbles, there's grandchildren bubbles around them, too.
And so he took video, really slow motion video, of popping these bubbles.
Right. There's no way you would be able to see this without this tool.
Right.
So you actually see the shape of the bubble popping, and it's sort of like a wave breaking. So the rim of the bubble overshoots the film, basically.
Right.
And it traps this donut of air.
Right.
And that creates these tiny little bubbles, this tiny little bubble ring.
You have a ring of tiny little bubbles connected like a little bracelet.
Yeah.
Together.
Right, exactly.
And no one knew that was happening.
And no one, that's what's neat about the study is that this is something that we encounter every day when we do our dishes or whatever. And, you know.
And that's the kind of bubble you're talking about that you might see floating on the dishes or something.
Yes, you can do this experiment at home.
And this is one we can do at home. And can you actually see the tiny bubbles if you look for them?
Yeah, I did it. I actually was washing my dishes yesterday
and
I got to my plate and popped one of the bubbles that was on the plate. And the ring shows up.
Right. But no one knew to look for them before.
No one knew. Yeah, no one had really thought of looking at this under a camera. And, you know, the other thing is that it's not just, okay, bubbles form this ring. There are all these bubble industries where this actually is sort of relevant news for them, like the hot tub industry. And I'm not really kidding.
The hot tub?
And soda, too.
Soda, that's why and the bubbles pop, and that's why the fizz goes in your nose.
This was sort of an aha moment for me.
Yes, exactly.
We were talking, and he said that that's when these little bubbles pop.
Right.
They shoot up this little aerosol, and that's, you know, that's why our nose gets wet. And it also is related to how clouds form over the ocean.
Oh, when the bubble, the clouds need the nuclei. That
they seed the clouds.
Wow.
I know. So that is
sort of nice. It's just nice to know. I don't care if the hot tub industry cares, you know. This is just nice to know that this is what happens in the bubble.
It is interesting.
And you put all this together in a video. It's on a Science Friday pick of the week. It's on our website at sciencefriday.com. Go up there and watch these ultra slow. The thing is going on forever, but it's only like a quarter of a second.
Right. I mean, and that's the thing. It just makes you want to look at everything under a high-speed video camera. Because you just imagine what all these sort of basic things that happen all the time. Imagine what they look like slowed down.
Wow. Fascinating. Cool. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Sarah.
Flora Lichtman's video pick of the week at sciencefriday.com. We suggest you go over there and take a look at it. That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Taliata. Senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berkowitz is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Leshu Bayak is our Spanish language producer. Neil Rausch, our TD, technical director at the controls here in New York. Our science and arts producer is Catherine Wells. If you missed any of the stuff that we did today, you can go to our website at sciencefriday.com and see Flora's video pick of the week and all our podcasting in audio and video. And you can also take us along on your iPhone. You can download our iPhone app for instant access to Science Friday. Finally, happy birthday to the late Jacques Cousteau. He was born 100 years ago today. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.